Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The absolutely delightful children's book, Something to Crow About by Richard A. Klein, is the story of a young crow who worries about his diminutive size and wishes he might be larger and prouder. Mo, the crow, feeling puny and tiny, turns to his mother. She gives him the family history, tracing Mo to a time when his ancestors ruled the earth as dinosaurs. The story changes Mo's perspective, making him believe that life's best is what lies ahead. The book gives young people a perspective of how dinosaurs evolved and a new way they can look at the birds around them. Something to Crow About provides entertaining rhyme, colorful pictures, a scientific story, and a reminder of the bond between parents and their young. One reviewer saying, wow, wow, and more wow, I love everything about it. Richard is a native and resident of Charlotte, North Carolina, graduate of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, later served with the 2nd Armored Division at Fort Hood, Texas during the Vietnam era, receiving an Army Commendation Medal for meritorious service as an information specialist. Richard was a filmmaker for 30 years, president of Walter J. Klein Company, the family-owned production company. He wrote 65 scripts that were produced for television, group audiences, and schools, also a professional fundraiser for 21 years. Richard Klein, author of the charming Something to Crow About, joining us on This Week in America. Richard, a pleasure to have you with us. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Rick. Pleasure to be here.
What a career you've had, and it's still going on with this book that's receiving rave reviews. The book is Something to Crow About. So many elements, and we'll talk about those during the course of the conversation in the book. Was there a particular part of the book that you had the hardest time writing?
Well, I suppose it had to do with the pages about the evolution of crows as a microraptor. That was more than my personal observations of crows or even hearing about them at my local raptor center. It required a bit of research to make sure I was accurate. There was nothing surprising to me about the ancient history of crows. Just looking at them is like looking at something from the distant past, something out of the Jurassic period.
The book is so beautifully illustrated, and we'll touch on that, because the book really comes alive, and it's an entertaining story, and I'm learning something as well as I'm reading Something to Crow About. I'm not in the target demo, but I was entertained by the book and learned something as well. What part of the book on the other side of that was the most fun for you to write?
I think it was all fun to write. It seemed to flow logically, especially when considering how a baby crow might feel about being compared with birds that might appear to be brighter, prettier, or even have a better song to sing. It might seem to some that a young bird with a shrill caw that often feeds on roadkill might consider itself somehow inferior. It's possible that some children might think that they are disadvantaged in spite of having a background that should make them proud. That's why I enjoyed trying to evoke in the story a ray of perspective and hope.
You really do that for the younger readers. It's really a fascinating story, but there's this message that's in the story throughout, Something to Crow About by Richard Klein. You'll find the book available at Amazon, the usual places. Was there a character that you could relate to most and why? And maybe some part of the character, some characteristic they had?
Well, strangely, I suppose it's the bird's mother, because this is the role of a parent. I have 4 children, and I have 8 grandchildren, and I've attempted to motivate them, tell them stories, regale them with memories of their ancestors, and make them proud of their past. I'd like to think that I gave them a sense of hope for their future. The book concludes with the young bird saying, and I think you mentioned that, surely life's best is what lies ahead. And that's a positive outlook that parents can and perhaps should inculcate in their children.
You know, it's interesting because so often we go through life and we're not paying any attention. It's like, is this all there is? Is this the best it's going to be? And you have that message there that you end with, surely life's best is what lies ahead. Again, that's a message for everybody. Are you planning a sequel? That seems like there's so much that with your your talent for storytelling that you could bring about. Are you planning a sequel?
Well, about crows, I'm not sure. I don't think there's any sequel for Mo the Crow that I can think of. I trust he's out there happy now as an adult bird. I think one takeaway from this book is to give the readers a second positive look at crows. We take them for granted, and we probably shouldn't. I found them to be intelligent from what I can see. They often feed on things that we would rather see removed, and they give us a glimpse of the distant past. Perhaps everyone's sequel to this book is to take a second look at crows.
You know, that's interesting. We can create our own little sequel as we're traveling and looking around and looking at crows and remember Mo the Crow and that great story that's told in Richard's book, Something to Crow About. What's a significant way your book changed since the first draft? And did it change dramatically since that first draft?
No, I would think the book is pretty much the way I originally wrote it. I did have an editor, and she made all kinds of constructive suggestions and corrections, and I was very, very grateful for that. Maybe it's fair to say that the first draft needed some review and appropriate changes. As someone who wrote for newspapers and movie scripts, as you pointed out, I was used to others looking over my shoulder and offering help, and I was always very grateful and appreciative of that.
The book is Something to Crow About, Richard A. Klein, K-L-E-I-N. You'll find the book available at Amazon, all of the usual places. What perspectives or beliefs have you challenged with this work? Because it's more than just entertaining. There's so much there on so many levels that you've written about in the book, Something to Crow About.
Well, if we take a deeper look at the book beyond the story itself, I guess we could say that the book applies to human relationships. Everyone has a story to tell. I learned that in my journalism background. I've seen it all through my life. No matter what our differences may be, we have something interesting in our past, something to offer right now, and a potentially promising future. So it's possible to dig deeper, I guess, and not allow color to make a difference. We're not all going to be canaries or cardinals or purple martins. Every color, I think, should be considered beautiful.
And as you're telling the story, that comes across so well. It's a message that you can discuss. A child reading you the book, you reading the book to the child, reading the book together. There's so many times that you can pause and reflect and drop some of those elements into that conversation. Where did this idea for Mo the Crow come from in the first place?
Well, I think the inspiration came from where I'm sitting right now. I was looking out the window of my sunroom, and that's where I am now, and looking out into my front yard. And for whatever reason, my front lawn has beckoned crows. I've watched them congregate, communicate, cogitate. I've observed the way they walk and fly together and sometimes even work together. I think they're interesting birds. When I visited a raptor center in my hometown of Charlotte, it was only the crow, strangely enough, that made an attempt to interact with all the visitors. All the other birds would stand off as far away as they were allowed. Only the crow beckoned, almost as if he wanted to be recognized and noticed. So, you know, we approach a robin, and it will usually fly away as soon as possible. Approach a crow, and it will sometimes wait as long as possible before it departs.
You do have us now. We're going to look at crows in a whole different way than we did before. So the crows should be grateful that suddenly we're going to be more appreciative as we're watching. The title of the book, Something to Crow About. How did you come up with the title for the book?
Well, it seemed logical.
Yes.
But it's an expression sometimes heard, having something to crow about. It usually means you have something happy to share or you're proud to talk about. Indeed, Mo the Crow has something to tout, I think, at the end of the story. He becomes what I call the proudest bird in the tree, as everyone can clearly see. That was a quote from him. He had a better perspective of himself, his life, and his species.
How long did it take for you to put this book together, to write the book?
Well, it took a few days to write the way I thought it would work. What took longer was coordinating with a very, very talented illustrator, Ariel Coburn. She's a young artist, an educator in the Washington, D.C. area. I was fortunate that my daughter, Deborah, who's living in Alexandria, introduced me to her. She sensed exactly what I wanted to go with in the copy. It was a back and forth kind of process, as you might imagine. and it lasted many weeks. I have to say that Ariel's illustrations are every bit 50% of the book, and maybe even more than that. She captured the look and the colors. I think that really made the book sparkle.
How important!
I enjoyed looking at her work.
Well, yes, and that's as people are doing the reviews. It's like every element of the book is so well done, including, you know, the sizing, and we can talk about that. But the illustrations just really complement the lovely text that you have written. How important is that? Because I talk to authors sometimes, and they've got to look for months to try to find an illustrator that really understands what they're attempting to do. And obviously, with Ariel, you were on the same page from the beginning.
We were. We are entirely different kind of people. But we seemed to hit it off really, really well. And, of course, it was done mostly by back and forth, either FaceTime or talking on the telephone or sending her illustrations. But that communication really paid off, and she seemed to just read my mind. It wasn't easy finding the right illustrator. I was very grateful to my daughter for looking and finding her. She was actually a student of my daughter at the time that we began, and now she herself is a teacher. But the connection was a good one, and I finally really got to meet her in person several months after the book was already out. But she's absolutely delightful, just a wonderful and very talented and gifted person. And, you know, we also hope to work together again.
Well, yeah, you're a great tandem. I hope you're able to do that. And she has to be as excited about the project as you are. She's taken your words and make them come to life and something to crow about. Richard Klein, our guest on the program, you created this world, these characters. If you had a chance to talk to the characters, what would you say to them?
Well, it would be fun to meet them, maybe learn how to fly with them.
Ah, yes.
I would certainly like to thank them for being as animated and interesting as they are in the wild. I would remind them that we should never take them for granted, and we have lessons to learn from them. I think crows are smart. As the book notes, they even know how to construct tools. I would also thank them for inspiring me to write another animal-related book. This one is about a frog who doesn't know how to hop. I call it Just Stop and Hop. Ariel Coburn also illustrated that book, as well as a third one. I'm not certain when or if they'll be published. We'll see. But the crows certainly inspired me to think creatively, and I would, if I had that chance to talk with them, I would express my gratitude to them for doing all that.
For the inspiration for the book, Something to Crow About, Richard Klein, our guest on the program. Mentioned in the beginning the background you've had it in production, in writing scripts. Talk about what this experience has been like for you. Obviously, totally different than the script writing, what you've done before. Or maybe it's not totally different. Any similarities between what you did and what you had to do for this book?
It's similar. Particularly the scripts that I used to write for films that were oriented for children. I enjoyed those the most. I did one on school bus safety. It got a lot of recognition. A lot of prints and tapes of that film went out. I understand it did a lot of good and saved some lives even. I got letters like that. I also did another one on pedestrian safety for children. The scripts that I did for kids, I think, really helped me along in writing the book. I think the scripts, as well as my background in journalism, really contributed to making it easier to write the book. I had also written a book earlier about fundraising. It had nothing to do with about kids, and it was very different from this book for children. But at least it was some background on what it means to write a book.
You mentioned four children, I believe eight grandchildren. What's that like with the grandchildren that can appreciate what you've just done in writing this book?
We don't have enough time to go into that. That's a loaded question, because each one of my grandchildren are fantastic, and they range in age from 8 to 23, and I'm proud of each and every one of them, and I got a million stories to tell about every one of them. And I really, that's the joy of the week, you know, being able to be with them and to do things with them. So these kids, they helped me understand the mentality of, or at least remind me what it was like, you know, to be younger. So, and to think like them, and you can't put anything past them. It's just a great experience being with the grandchildren.
Well, that's nice. You've got your own little focus group to work with to try to refine exactly what it is that you're doing. What was it like when you got the book for the first time? Something to crow about. You've got the physical book there. You've got these beautiful illustrations, the design, people even in praising the book talk about the size. The size is perfect for children and for us to work with children. What was it like when you held that for the first time?
Well, anytime you see something for the first time, whether it's that a film that I did or a newspaper article that I wrote or the book that I wrote, it's always there's a certain sense of excitement about it. But the feel and the touch of the book was really wonderful. And then, of course, you start questioning, is anybody else going to feel the same way about that book? So I was delighted, that people looked at the book, ordered the book, read the book, commented about it. I got lots of comments from people, and I was really very, very surprised at how many people wanted to purchase it and have it for themselves, for their children, for their grandchildren, and that's still going on, and I still see reactions to it online, so it's wonderful. But that first experience, of course, is always a memorable one.
The book is Something to Crow About by Richard Klein, our guest on the program. A couple minutes left. Book, of course, available at Amazon, all of the usual places. What an interesting life that you've led in helping other people, in writing the scripts. You talk about school bus safety, and that has helped people. This book, helping on a number of levels as a fundraiser, doing the same thing. How important is it to give back, to focus on other people? We often get caught up in the world, and we're worried about ourselves and really don't spend nearly enough time in looking out to help other people. And you've done that for a lifetime. How important is that, and how satisfying is it to know that something you produce, something to crow about, for example, that kids are relating to, they're understanding crows differently, their parents are understanding crows differently, the school bus video, the fundraising you've done for years. How fulfilling is that for you?
It's very fulfilling. I enjoy being with people, and I enjoy, no matter what their age, no matter what their background, I've always enjoyed it. That's why I enjoyed newspaper writing at a very early age. I started writing for a school newspaper, I think the sixth grade, I was the editor of my school paper, Cotswold School, here in Charlotte. But I always found that everybody had a very interesting story to tell. And that served me well when I was doing reporting all through high school and college. And when I was in during the Army, I was a information specialist. And in particular in the Army, because there was a lot of encouragement for the newspaper I was working for to turn in as many stories as possible. And what I found is that every soldier at Fort Hood, Texas, where I was stationed, had a great story.
Yes.
And so there was never a shortage of material then as there is now, lots of material to write about.
Well, even crows have interesting stories.
Correct.
And Richard was able to find those. It's a charming children's book, Something to Crow About. Book available at Amazon, all of the usual places. Richard Klein is the author. If you're Googling, that's K-L-E-I-N. Richard, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. I just love what you've done with the book, Something to Crow About. Hopefully there will be more out there that we can talk about. Thank you for spending some time with us on the program.
Thank you, Rick. A pleasure being with you.
Thank you. Richard Klein, Something to Talk About, Something to Crow About is his book, available at Amazon. Link onto our website for more information. ThisWeekInAmerica.us. We're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.